Hachette Audio presents Down a Dark Hall, written by Lois Duncan, read by Emma Galvin. For Dan and Betty Sabo. Chapter 1. They had been driving since dawn, but for the past 2 hours, since they had turned off the highway onto the winding road that led through the hill country, Kit Gordy had been sleeping. Perhaps not completely sleeping, a part of her mind had remained awake, conscious of the curves of the road, of the faint warmth of the September sunlight slanting through the window to warm her hair, and of the two voices in the front seat. Her mother's light and lilting, Dan's low-pitched and even. But Kit rode with her eyes closed and her head settled against the back of the seat. In this way, she could keep from joining the conversation.
"I will not talk to them," she told herself. "I have nothing to say to them."
When the car drew to a stop, she could not keep herself from opening her eyes. When she did, she found her mother turned sideways looking back at her.
"Hi, sleepyhead," Mrs. Rowland said. "You've been missing a lot of pretty countryside. Pastures and brooks and rolling hills. It's been like something out of a picture book."
"Has it?" Kit asked with disinterest. She straightened in the seat and glanced out of the window.
"Are we stopping for gas?"
"That and directions," Dan Rowland told her.
"According to the map, this must be Blackwood."